Now, there are about 5 million different COVID rules, and they're changing all the time. And most of them, well, you just got to learn to live with them. Others, you scratch your head and think, how does this work? For example, why can't gardeners and people who mow lawns be back to work if they're in one of the 12 affected LGAs? Those are Bayside, Blacktown, Burwood, Campbelltown, Canterbury, Bankstown, Cumberland, Fairfield, Georges River, Liverpool, Parramatta, Strathfield and parts of Penrith. Because if you're there to mow the lawn, you can do it without coming into contact with anyone. You just wave through the window or knock on the door or someone leaves the money under the mat. If you live in a hotspot, you can't mow lawns anywhere in Sydney. If you live outside a hotspot, you can't mow lawns within a hotspot. Anthony Moore runs Urban Green Lawn and Garden Solutions, and he's on the line. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, Ben. How are you going?
Good. Have I explained those rules correctly? Because we can get lost amongst all the different rules and regulations.
No, you certainly have. You've hit the nail on the head. And don't worry, we've been spending the last however long it's been trying to decipher those rules and get our heads around them ourselves.
So the lawnmower men and women are back on the job in most parts of Sydney. But if you're in one of those 12 affected LGAs, can you do what the tradies are able to do, which is show that you've been vaccinated and then go to work?
Well, look, at this stage, we're not sure. None of that's been really clarified, and we got shut down when construction was shut down. So we assumed that we were going to come back to work when construction ban was overturned. But as of the other day, still on the Services New South Wales website and all the relevant websites, it's still been that no lawn mowing or gardening is permitted. So we're a little bit in the dark with it at the moment. We're not quite sure what to do, but a lot of people have said, look, I'm happy to get the vaccination if it means that I'm going to be able to get back to work. And a lot of people have booked in as quickly as they possibly can.
I've got a note here from Matt who says, hi, Ben, I'm a Jim's mowing franchisee, fully vaccinated, still not able to work with no good reason why. And that's all you guys want, right? You want to be on the same page as others who can get the jab and get back on the job.
And like you said before, you know, we can work completely contactless apart from needing to go to a petrol station at certain times, which members of the general public are able to do any time of the day they want anyway.
How have people in your industry been faring when it comes to accessing that government support?
Few and far between. It's a real chook lotto at the moment. Some people have got it very quickly and the vast majority haven't. The payments are slowly starting to trickle through. But even when you go and look into your application, it still says in progress, but a lot of people have received the money. So it just seems like they're all of a sudden have decided to throw a bit of money out the door, but it's still, there's no rhyme or reason as to who gets it and who hasn't so far.
All right. I hope they're listening, Anthony. Good on you for coming on, and let's hope you get some good news soon.
Thanks very much, Ben.
No worries. Anthony Moore, who runs Urban Green Lawn and Garden Solutions. If you're one of those workers, feel free to give us a buzz. 131 873.